Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern, in which in every program we have a nice story, of course. We learned many things from that short story, inshallah. The topic of today's story is Have My Seat. I boarded a flight a few hours ago and an older Pakistani woman wearing hijab boarded but couldn't speak English or find her seat, and she had difficulty walking. A Caucasian man in seat 1B of first class stood up and gave her his seat and went all the way back to seat 17A, where she was assigned. After landing, I waited for him to deplane and ask why he did that and what he thought of minorities in times like this, because she visibly stood out. And he responded, "I didn't care about her background. I saw an old woman who looked like she could use a break, and it was a short flight anyway, so I didn't mind sitting in the back." I mentioned that it's the norm to be compassionate to one another as human being, but unfortunately it's become a noble gesture in times like this where hate crimes are on the rise and the political climate has taken a dark turn in recent months. He agreed and then said, "I didn't want to tell anyone on the plane that I'm a strict white conservative," because he had helped someone who was visibly a minority. "But if that were my mother, I'd hoped someone else would do the same for her." I thank him for his compassionate gesture and we parted away. It does not matter what race you are, what religion you follow, what color your skin is, what language you speak, what culture you practice, what size you are, how young or old you are. If you have a good, kind heart, you will help another human being as much as you can. Let's find opportunities to do good unto others. As Muslims, we should be even more kind than the man in the story. Let's assist our non-Muslim neighbors, friends, and even strangers if we see that they need our help. And don't forget to smile. Allah will reward you well, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about the themes and lessons that we can take out of these stories. Well, the story we just listened to concerns one of the highly recommended actions in Islam, which is doing good to others. In addition to their personal responsibilities, the faithful people also feel responsible towards others. This is among the basic teachings of Islam and a manifestation of the religion's presence in social arena. Serving people is among the most valuable deeds before God, and in Islam it warrants reward in the hereafter. It is among the strength of Islamic ethics to pay attention to others' needs and help them, serve them, and do good to them and cooperate with others, provided that it meets two conditions, namely purity of intention and sincerity. Serving people is considered among acts of worship, and God has promised great rewards for those doing it. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has explained the greatest of actions in which the issue of fairness, equality, and self-sacrifice and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been elucidated upon. The Holy Book of Quran narrates the courtesy of the last Prophet ﷺ in the following way. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is by some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you, Prophet, are gentle to them. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have scattered from about you. Surah Al Imran, verse 159. Well, this Quranic verse clarifies that benevolence and kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all was one of the reasons of people's attraction towards him. People are fed up of discourtesies and harsh persons, and certainly such persons are the victims of their own bad nature first. As omission and unwanted errors are part of human nature, the same should be overlooked and retaliation avoided. Well, okay, let's go and have a short recess and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about doing good to others. Well, I should make one point here, and that is, you know, an act of charity is like perfume and it benefits the user, the seller and the buyer. You know, the psychological benefits that one receives from helping others are indeed great. If you suffer from depression, an act of charity will have a more potent effect on your sickness than will the best available medicine. Even when you smile upon meeting others, you are giving charity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not dismiss certain acts of kindness by deeming them to be insignificant. Even if such an act is to meet your brother with a smiling face, for that is a deed which might weigh heavily in your scale of deeds." On the other hand, when you frown upon meeting others, you are displaying a sign of enmity. An act that is so detrimental to the brotherhood that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the full extent of its evil effects. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the prostitute who once gave a handful of water to a dog was rewarded for that deed with paradise, which is as wide as the heavens and the earth. This is because the giver of rewards is forgiving, rich, and worthy of praise. We must remember that Islam guides us to understand that the way we deal with others is of the utmost importance, because everything we do should be for the sake of Allah. Our lives, including our treatment of others, should be an act of worship. Okay, now, dear listeners, it seems that we have no more time for this episode. Let me say that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to help others in righteous acts by acting upon Islamic teachings. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.